Stormy, Stormy Shanks, Shanks, 1590. Chief complaints, sore throat and huge swelling in my neck. Also tiredness, nausea, abdominal pain. Patient is a 33-year-old woman with no significant past medical history. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for 3 days, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from dizziness. Her children have had flu and strep at home. Review of system as above. COVID immunization, yes. Allergy, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Medications, none. Social, no smoking. She vapes. She doesn't drink on a regular basis. Family history, lung cancer, lymphoma. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. 158 pounds. The weight slightly increased. In the past 2 years, has gained about 20 pounds. Heart pulses positive, 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows significant lymphadenopathy, right greater than left, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, lymphadenopathy in the neck, prompted us to do an ultrasound to make sure there's no abscess formation, especially with history of strep. Number 2, there is no abscess, but there's a cyst on the right side at 1.58 centimeters that requires biopsy. Number 4, refer to endocrinologist for fine needle aspiration of the right thyroid cyst. Number 5, 0.5 centimeter cyst on the left requires observation. Number 7, huge amount of lymphadenopathy in the neck is related to the infection. Number 9, strep is negative. Number 10, Rocephin gram, Dicodron 8 milligram, augmentin 875 now. Next number, because of abdominal pain, we looked at her abdomen, her gallbladder, her kidneys, and her liver are within normal limits. Next number, her periods was just a few days ago, and her uterus is within normal limits. She's been pregnant 6 times, so it's slightly enlarged. Next number, ovaries show no cyst. Next number, she did have a mammogram done in 2022 because she felt the lump in her breast, but that turned out to be negative, and the lump is no longer an issue at this time. Next number is referred to endocrinologist for FNA. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.